I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Now we will hear from someone whose voice, if you like music, watch TV, even pass by a radio, you have surely heard. His name is Armando Christian Perez, but you probably know him as Pitbull. He's sold 5 million albums. He's had number one hits in more than 15 countries, hence another nickname, Mr. Worldwide. He's worked with top artists like Usher and Jennifer Lopez. Rolling Stone said his global hustle can't be stopped, and the Los Angeles Times called him America's savviest party starter. Now Pitbull is bringing the party to the big screen. He has a role in the new animated feature film Epic. The film opens in theaters tomorrow, and Pitbull joins us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing? Thank you for that lovely introduction, I would say.
Well, you are welcome. You know,
Appreciate it. We
last talked to you in 2008 when you were part of a project to get out the Latino vote, so we wanted to save some time to talk about that, as well as the other big splash you're making with your music, but we want to start with your role in the new animated feature, Epic. We wanted to know what drew you to the project.
When I heard the storyboard, it reminded me of a couple films that I watched earlier when I was younger. And simplicity actually is what brought me to the project. I said, if those two films were as successful as they were when I was younger, this is definitely going to be something, I would say, a knock out of the park, no? And when they showed me who I'd be playing, which is Bufo, a toad, a businessman slash hustler, entrepreneur, everything's business, not personal, I said, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely game and would love to be a part of the epic opportunity,
epic.
Right? And when they told me who was involved, that's how I started voicing the animated Frog, Beyonce Knowles, Steven Tyler, Colin Farrell. Then it just became a true honor to be a part of the whole epic experience.
The film takes you to a world that's kind of hiding in plain sight. Leaf people who inhabit the forest and keep it in balance between the forces of life and death, if I can put it that way. As you mentioned, you play a tough guy toad named Bufo Toad. Get it straight, Night Frog.
Yeah.
And I want to play a clip from the film. Here you are with Josh Hutcherson. He plays a young, mischievous leaf man warrior, a soldier named Nod. And Colin Farrell plays the leader of the leaf men named Ronan. And here it is.
You know I like you.
Yeah, I like you too, Mr. Bufo.
And yet, you don't do what we agreed. It's called teamwork. Maybe if you understood that, the Leafmen wouldn't have kicked you out.
They did not kick me out. I quit.
I admire your independent spirit, Nod. I miss that. Feed him to something. A snake would be good.
Nah, snakes just swallow you whole. Now, if you put him in a hornet's nest, that's a show.
Ah, look, it's Ronan, defender of the weak, pooper of parties, here to ruin the fun.
I didn't ruin all of it. I let you hit him.
Twice?
Hop along now, little froggy.
Easy, Ronan. It's a big forest out there. Even leaf men gotta sleep.
Was it fun?
Oh, absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Very surprising how I would feel once I seen my voice on the animated figure, you know, on the toad. Toad,
right,
frog, they look alike,
right.
You know, tomato, tomato. But I felt like a little kid again. And it was definitely a different experience, but not difficult due to the fact that I live my life behind a microphone. So, but Chris Wedge was great at just giving me the lines, telling me exactly what they were looking for. And they picked up the hand gestures, the facial gestures. So when I seen the frog, actually, when I first seen the toad, when I first seen the toad Bufo, he was naked. When I came back for the second session, they had dressed him in a suit, and he was the only toad in the forest with a suit on. I loved it.
Well, I was going to ask, because your shows, your performances are known for being really high energy and cool, of course, very cool, but high energy. And I just wondered if it was constraining for you to have to just be behind a mic, and you're not even really interacting with any other people, right? I mean, you're there by yourself, right?
Yeah, that's why I say it was different, but not difficult. And when he was, you know, feeding me the lines, I said each line probably 50 to 100 times. I mean, it was 8 hours worth of sessions as we did. It took about a year to do because it was 4 different sessions at 2 hours apiece. And for me, when the kids seen it and they seen, you know, pooper of parties, they started to make fun of it and make fun of me, my kids. That's why I said, oh boy, this is definitely going to be an epic adventure, an epic ride, and something to learn a whole lot from. I'm going to go from Pitbull to To Bufo the Toad.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Pitbull about some of his latest projects. We were talking about the new animated feature epic, which is in theaters tomorrow. But first, now I want to wheel around and talk about your music. First of all, why are you Pitbull? You seem very nice. I don't see you gnawing on anybody's leg. How did you get that nickname?
You know, see, that's the beautiful thing about pit bulls, that I think they're misunderstood, sometimes misrepresented, and fit a stereotype. So as far as myself, yeah, the reason that pit bull came across is because I feel I have the same mentality as of the dog or the breed, for the simple fact they don't believe in the word lose, and when they do, fight to the death. And with me being in the music business, in the entertainment business, this is something that you constantly have to be on your toes, constantly be reinventing yourself, and constantly coming up with new ideas and finding ways on how to be creative enough so that it's new, cool, sexy to the public. So with that said, that's where Pitbull comes from, the fight. You know, I'm in love with the fight. But at the same time, pit bulls are illegal in Miami, so it makes me the only pit bull with papers, the only legal pit bull.
You know, speaking of, I'm glad you mentioned reinventing yourself, because as you mentioned, you're from Miami, Cuban American. Mm-hmm. You have roots in rap, but you really expanded beyond that. You call yourself Mr. Worldwide, where other and other people do. Mm-hmm. People know you for your high energy music. Your latest album is titled Global Warming, and I just want to play one of the tracks. This one is titled Feel This Moment, featuring Christina Aguilera. Here it is.
I see the future, but live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? And I make dollars, I mean billions. Yeah. I'm a genius, I mean brilliance. Brilliant. The streets is what schooled them and made them slicker than slick with the ruler. Yeah. I've lost a lot and learned a lot, but I'm still undefeated like Shula. I'm far from cheap. I break down companies with all my peeps. Right. Baby, we can travel the world and I can give you and all you can see. Time is money, only difference is I own it. Like a stopwatch, let's stop time and enjoy this moment, darling.
One day while my light is glowing, I'll be here.
What are you going for at this stage of your career?
At this stage of my career, is it's all about a global movement, it being a global market, making global music. So I've gotten a chance to tour the world, learn from so many different cultures, different sounds, foods, dances, and I just like to apply that to the music. Global warming, it being that that's exactly what we're doing right now. We are creeping up on the world, little by little, something that people before maybe didn't believe, or they heard about it but didn't understand it. And I think now is when it's coming to full reality. Mm-hmm. And with that said, I'm just looking forward to one way or another touching the world, and hopefully we can make a change one way or another.
On global warming, you talk a lot about success and being successful and thinking big and dreaming mm-hmm. big. I just want to play another cut from the album. The title track is Global Warming. I just want to let you know it will be bleeped. Mm-hmm. We will be bleeping this. So here it is.
Take this as a warning. Welcome to global warming. I'm tired of this rap, because all they do is rap about coke, crack, click, clack. But they never sold coke, crack, or click, clack. That's why I'm laughing to the bank. Private jets. I'm on that.
Okay. Who are you mad at?
No, that's not mad at all.
Okay.
That right there, that's called emotion. It's called passion. Mad, I don't think you want to see me mad, because I wouldn't be that passionate. That right there is just my way of saying what I feel is going on in the music business. And I feel that a lot of people that listen to music may be misinformed. And me being in the music business now for about 12 years, I've been able to grow, learn, develop, evolve. And that's what I try to show through my music. I try to show that, look, I came from something. I don't necessarily want to stay there. So therefore, that's what music was all about, was the escape. So I want to teach everybody out there the same thing, you know, from something to nothing, motivate them, inspire them. Sometimes in order to inspire, you have to let them know exactly where you're from, so that they know exactly that you know where you're going.
Just to clarify for people who aren't clear on everything in your story, you've disclosed previously that when you were a teenager, you did get involved in the drug trade, and you talked mm-hmm. about music was your way out, your therapy. But do you feel you have to defend your success?
Defend my success? Constantly. You constantly have to defend your success. Because, see, the more successful you become, the more of a target you are. With that said, I think Dr. Dre had one of the best lines I ever heard in an old DVD that I seen, documentary on Death Row. And he said, as hard as you work for your money, it's four or five people working harder to take it from you. And to me, I promise you, it's not about the money. To me, it's about the journey. This is about creating generations and being able to say that my great-great-grandkids say, my great-great-grandfather started this through music, and which evolved into the businesses, that evolved into things that created futures to take full advantage of the opportunities in this country, being freedom and being you can control your own destiny. So that, to me, is protecting my success. So my success is my whole family's success, everything that they fought for in order to enjoy what this country has to offer.
You've been getting attention from all sorts of people. Obviously, in the album Global Warming, you collaborate with all kinds of, you know, amazing people. And as you mentioned, you're part of this cast, this epic cast. even Florida Senator Marco Rubio says you're on his playlist. I think you probably know that. This is when he was talking to BuzzFeed this February. When we spoke with him, he actually mentioned that you were on his playlist, but this is an interview he did with BuzzFeed back in February. Here it is.
He basically collaborates on every song, every other song that I hear on the radio these days. He's been very successful. So I think that's his message that he'll continue to grow on. But it's party music. I mean, that's what it is.
What do you make of that?
I think that's great. I want to say thank you, Marco Rubio. I appreciate it.
Does it bother you if people say that your music is commercial?
Oh, no way, shape, or form. The whole point is to touch as many people as you can to get the message across. It's something that my grandmother used to do with the food when I would eat, let's just say, lechuga, tomate, lettuce, and tomato. I didn't necessarily like it. So what she would do is she put it under the rice and the steak, which I loved. And next thing you know, after a couple bites or a couple of meals, let's say, I was asking for the tomato and the lettuce through the music. It's the same philosophy if you apply it, because there is messages in the music. I am telling you things that are really happening. When I'm telling you, catch me in Times Square, picture that with a Kodak. Better yet, take a picture of me in Times Square with a Kodak. Then you catch me in Times Square's New Year's Eve ball with Kodak right behind me performing. These are things that I'm speaking and coming to life. When I say, next step, La Casa Blanca, next step, the White House. Si no hay carro, no vamos en balsa. That means if there's no car, we'll get there in a raft. It doesn't matter. And look who's speaking about me, Marco Rubio. And who was I with shaking hands and making sure that everything was good for his campaign in Florida, which was Barack Obama. So one way or another, you see it, the music is the ultimate prime example of law of attraction. And if you really listen to what I'm saying, don't hear it. There's some people that hear it. There's some people that listen, and that's a big difference. That's when people start to categorize. Mm. But I think what Marco Rubio said, there's nothing wrong with what he said, and I think that what he's doing is really tipping his hat off to me.
Oh, I think he is, too. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want to loop back to where we started, which is your work with Voto Latino, which is a group, a nonpartisan group that tries to get more Latinos engaged mm-hmm. in the political process. Now that you're Mr. Worldwide, you've got all kinds of interesting deals going. You've got a mm-hmm. vodka line. You've got, you know, people have seen your work in beer commercials, but it actually goes beyond that. Your entrepreneurial ventures go beyond that. You actually
yes.
have a lot of other things. You clearly have something you want to say. Have you ever thought about saying in the political arena?
My grandmother always told me there's two things you don't speak about when you're at dinner, which is religion and politics. So with that said, I think I have a stronger reach on the public by not being political. So through music, I can get a message across. And not only through the music, may lead them to the simple fact that they actually respect and believe what I'm trying to tell them, or I would say educate them on. I think even with the music, as it becomes more successful and more of a target, then obviously you're going to see more political things happening. But it's all about what's better, I would say, for the country, the people, and a bigger step, the world. And through music, I always say it, it's a universal language. It touches everybody. It breaks down barriers, walls, cultures, countries, beliefs. And through music, you can really unite people. So that's why to me, music is more powerful than politics.
So what's next for you? What are you doing next that's gotten you excited?
Well, as far as the career, I mean, we'll be on tour. We'll be going to be coming up now. Actually, I start 23rd. We'll be out there. And with that said, I'll be out there with Kesha, which she's crazy, fun, wild, sexy, and a hard worker also. So can't wait to watch her and learn from her. But other than that, we'll be working the new single with Jennifer Lopez called Live It Up, a new single we have coming out called Out of Nowhere. But the music is what leads into, I say, all the businesses, and the reason that we do deals with marquee brands is to be considered a marquee brand. And that way we become equity owners in things such as, let's say, Avoli. And also the most powerful thing that I'm involved with is education, which I feel is the real revolution. And our first school will be going up in one of my old school neighborhoods, Little Havana, in Miami. And it's called SLAM, which is Sports Leadership and Management. And that is a way of engaging and educating, I would say engaging, entertaining, and educating the kids through things that they really love. So this one being more about sports, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to become an athlete. You can become a therapist, a broadcaster, an attorney. But it keeps them engaged and creating a curriculum that they love to come to school. So that's going to be a lot of fun doing. That will be open this summer. And then we'll also be coming with a jam, which will be just artist and management.
So you're not busy at all?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank God, working hard. Thank God.
Well, what would you like to go out on? What song would you like to go out on?
As far as from the album?
Yeah.
Out of Nowhere.
Okay, Out of Nowhere. All right. Pitbull is a recording artist, actor, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. He is featured in the new animated film Epic, which opens in theaters tomorrow, and we caught up with him in New York. Pitbull, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No, Michelle, I really appreciate it. To all the fans out there, I want to say, without y'all, there is no movement, there is no Pitbull. I always say it because it's the truth. Para todos los latinos, pa'lante, pa'arriba, no mires pa'atrás ni para impulso. And everybody out there, God bless, and thank you. Dale.
I live the fast life, going nowhere fast. I see my past life, and politely past. But I'm already planning on doing it big for my life after death, and live my life after death. Baby, what you think all the training's for? Just to properly prepare you for war. So I keep you on your toes so you can look out for them friends.
And that's our program for today. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. The technical director is Neil Tevault, with audio engineer Zachary Coleman. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery, Ann Hawk, and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. Our acting executive producer is Carlene Watson. Remember to tell us more. Go to npr.org/tellmemore. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is @TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Every time one of us ending up in tears, I don't know where, I don't know where. Is it good that we hurt every day? Is this worth all the pain that we feel inside? Am I too blind to see?